T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show, coming to you live here on this Thursday evening as we get ready for Hawks basketball coming up tomorrow night. Of course, back here at State Farm Arena will be a packed house. MLK jerseys will come out on Monday for the second of the two games here in Atlanta. Let's go out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Nobody better that's going to break it down for us. It's our good friend of the show, my friend Sam Mitchell, joining us. Of course, NBA analyst. You see him on NBA TV, TSN. Follow him on Twitter, at Sam Mitchell NBA. And by the way, the guy who told us a few weeks ago on air that he thought the Hawks could beat the Philadelphia 76ers. Sam, you know, you're a prophet,
First of all, I told people the Hawks were going to beat the Knicks. I know we have a lot of so-called slash Hawks slash Knicks fans in Atlanta. So from now, but I told them that that was going to happen. The Hawks, you know, everybody just got caught up in the fact that the Knicks beat them 3 times in the regular season. But the playoffs and regular season are 2 different animals. And I want to say it again. The Hawks can beat Philadelphia. I think people saw that after game 1. Doc Rivers had to make some tremendous adjustments to get the win in game 2. And now it's up to the Hawks coming home for game 3 to make their adjustments.
So how does Trae Young adjust? Obviously, Doc has decided to go a different route with how they're going to defend Trae. So now what adjustments, you know, Trae Young coming off, I know 21-11, you know, most guys would love to have that, but compared to what Trae has been. So what does he do now to adjust and change his game to try to, you know, offset what Doc has done?
Well, if you watch Philadelphia, what Doc and them are doing right now, they're coming up. So the guy, when the Hawks run that high screen and roll with Capella and Trae Young, the defender who's guarding Capella right now, he's coming up to what we call a hard hedge. And what Trae Young is doing, he's holding on to the ball, and he's trying to throw high arcing passes over the traps. Well, he's a small guy, and you saw in the game, too, Philadelphia were getting a lot of deflection. So what he's going to have to do is, one, he can get rid of it early. So as soon as he see that defender step up, John, he's got to step through the defense and get rid of that ball. And that next guy has got to get the hockey assist and make that swing pass to the corner. And at the same time, Capella's got to sprint to the front of the rim, because now that backline defender's going to have to make a choice. He's either going to have to protect the rim from Capella and at the same time try to get out there to get to one of the Hawks shooters. So Trae can definitely make some adjustments. Nate can make some adjustments. And this is why you love the playoffs, because the Hawks won game 1. Doc Rivers made his adjustments, which gave them a chance and a win in game 2. And now the Hawks being at home, let's see what Trae Young does. And I believe he can do it, John. What we're seeing is a star, a true star. In the past, Trae was just, in my opinion, was a guy that could score points on a bad team. You look at the leaps and bounds that he's made this year. He's learned how to play with other good players. And now he's figured out how to play winning basketball. So we're watching a young star grow up in front of our very eyes.
Has anybody benefited personally in the playoffs right now more than Trae Young?
Well, I think the whole Hawks. I think Nate McMillan. I think the general manager, Travis, is, you know, everybody's star shining a lot brighter. Because, you know, look, first, give Travis credit. I thought the roster that he put together this offseason was very deep and very good. And you see that now. Think about this. Cam Reddish still hadn't played. Now you just lost DeAndre Hunter, which I don't know how that's going to affect the Hawks, man. DeAndre Hunter is one of my favorite players on this Hawks team and in the league. He's one of those glue guys. He does a little bit of everything really, really well. Defends his man, knock down threes, to put the ball on the floor. They're going to really miss him because it just taps into that depth. But again, the depth that the Hawks have, man, and hopefully they can get some of these guys back, but their depth is going to play huge. And so I just like this team. I like how they play. But you look at Trey, you look at John Collins. I mean, all these guys. And I'll tell you what, John, now you see why the Milwaukee Bucks wanted Bogdanović so bad. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine him on that Bucks team? Yep. But it may not make a difference if he was on the Bucks team, because it seems like the Milwaukee Bucks have no interest in winning and advancing to the next level because they're playing Brooklyn-style basketball. That's another conversation for another station. So let's get back to the Hawks. Get me started with that.
Sam Mitchell joining us here at the WadeFord.com hotline. Hawks, obviously, and 76ers tomorrow night. All your action right here on the home of the Hawks, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. In these kinds of series, when the road team has stolen the game in the first two, how important does game three become, you know, in just any series in general? How important is a game three as to how the rest of the series is going to start to shake out?
Well, now the pressure shifts. See, John, people don't understand. The pressure is always on the home team. Always. It's never on the road team. When you're the home team, you know you're expected to win, right? So people have more lofty expectations. On the road, you're not expected to win. All right, you're hopeful on the road. So now this pressure shifts to the Hawks. The really good teams defend home. All right, they play loose, they play with confidence, and they defend home. And I like the Hawks. I like Trae Young. I like when the Hawks are talking trash and playing emotional, but not getting caught up in emotions. And so when I watch this team and watch how they play, man, again, I don't know how they're going to overcome DeAndre Hunter, the injury to him, losing him. But hopefully I hear Cam Reddish might have a chance of coming back at some point in the playoffs if they can keep winning. But, man, if the Hawks make the proper adjustments, I think this game three is going to be unbelievable. And I just think Clint Capella is going to have to put more pressure on Joel Embiid. He's going to have to run him more because right now Joel Embiid is dominating him too much.
Sam, it feels like, though, through two games, it feels like a series where Embiid is going to get his, but you can't let Harris and Curry, you know, combine for 44, 46, 48, or you're going to have a hard time overcoming that. Forget what Ben Simmons
does. This is the problem, though. Okay, if you're saying Joel is going to get his, that's fine. It's fine if Joel gets his and he takes 30 shots. But he's getting 35 on 18 shots.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because he's 16
times too efficient.
Line. Yeah.
Right. Oh, my God, man. He's so efficient. And then he's getting to the free throw line double digit times. So when you factor in the fact that Joel Embiid is averaging over 30 points a game and he's very efficient and not dominating the basketball, that means those other guys don't have to be efficient, right? They can be 6-for-17 and they can still beat you because it's the playoffs. But now if you can make Joel Embiid take 28 to 30 shots to get his 35 points. Now it puts pressure on the other players. Now they have to be efficient. And so as long as Joel Embiid is this efficient, it gives more opportunity and takes the pressure off the other players for our Philadelphia.
Sam Mitchell joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So this is probably, honestly, a conversation that would take about 2 hours for you and I to hang out and do a show. But I am... I want to get your thoughts on this because I've been talking a bit about this and Jarvis and I have kind of talked about this. You look at guys like Westbrook and Dame and, you know, depending on what happens with Philadelphia, how is it that there are some of these guys that are so great individually, not good, but great players individually? And I know it's a team game, but it feels like that there are some guys that can overcome things and will their team to win, and there are some guys that are great individual players that just can't get their teams over the hump. What is it about the difference between what Steph Curry can do to lead his team to a title that Westbrook and Dame can't lead their team to a title?
It's John, that's a great question, man. And if I really could answer that, that would be the keys to the candy store, my friend. You and I would be super rich. We'd be owning teams. Because think about it. If you could figure out how to take a Westbrook, Bradley Beal, and a John Wall, and all these great individual players, and could get them to play. Because think about it. Westbrook averages leads the league in assists. But it don't always translate into winning, to your point. He's a great player. So how do you do that, man? That is a great question, John. The only thing I could give you, man, is that you have to try to put up a system. Look, I like the system. You know, everybody likes this cue system where everybody gets to touch the ball, right? That's great. The problem with that running passing game and all that, you know, the spacing and flowing and all that stuff that they're running now, the problem with that is take a team like Dallas. Porzingis don't know how to play that way, right? You have to run plays for him. Go back to Golden State when Kevin Durant was there. You remember when Kevin Durant got there, everybody kept saying, how are they going to play? Because Kevin Durant used to getting plays ran specifically for him to get the ball in his sweet spot. Did you see the adjustments that Steve Kerr made? He put in some of those sets for Kevin Durant, right?
Yeah.
You have to do that for special players sometimes. And Porzingis is one of those guys that don't know how to play and don't know how to take advantage when everybody's touching the ball, passing it, cutting. He needs specific plays that he knows that when he catches it or he gets a screen or something, he gets it in his area, it's designed for him to get a shot and for him to score, the new offense. He needs specific plays in specific areas where he knows he's going to get the rock. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. Last thing for you, Sam. I got about a minute left. LeBron and AD are knocked out. Harden hasn't been playing. Giannis probably gets knocked out in this round. Luka's been knocked out. You potentially could have Joel Embiid knocked out. You're moving toward conference finals and an NBA finals that's going to potentially lack a lot of star power this year. How concerned do you think the league is in a league built around stars? A lot of those guys are not going to be around much longer, you know, in this year's playoff.
Listen to me carefully, my friend. It's time for new stars. They're always coming. Look at the draft.
Right.
Look at these kids coming out. Look at how skilled these young players are. LaMelo. Look at the kid here from Georgia, Edwards. So they're coming. And so it's time for the new ones. Look at Donovan Mitchell. Look at Ja Morant. All right. Look at the new. Look at Devin Booker. Look at DeAndre Ayton. Look at our guy. All right. I mean, Trae Young. John Collins. I mean, they're coming. And so if I'm the NBA, I'm excited, man, because at the end of the day, people get tired of seeing the same old people all the time, right? It doesn't feel fresh. Let's see what Donovan Mitchell do in a conference final. Let's see what some of these other Devin Booker can do in a conference final. You know, let's see Paul George. Let's see some of these other Joel Embiid, Trae Young. Now we're getting to see the depth and how deep the talent is in the NBA. So if I'm the NBA, Adam, man, I am excited about the playoffs this year because, again, it proves that there are different ways to put your team together to compete for a championship. Now, if just think of it like this. If Utah wins, they have a superstar in Donovan Mitchell. They have a great defensive player and Rudy Gobert, and everybody else is just good players. But in the past 3 years, everybody's been thinking we got to have three superstars and we can't win. We got to have three superstars and no other role players can make more than the minimum. If the Utah Jazz wins the NBA championship, it would be the best thing for the NBA and all 29 of the teams.
NBA TV, TSN, you know where to find them. NBA analyst Sam Mitchell joined us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. As always, Sam, appreciate it, my brother. We will talk soon.
I listen to you, man, and I miss you. And one night, I told Jarvis, hey, man, one night you got to get me in for your show, yeah, and I'll sit with you for a few hours.
Don't worry.
We got to catch up on all sports,
man. I was
going
to say,
all
man, I've already – don't worry. The wheels are spinning, Sam. I'm already three steps ahead of you on all that because I want to get you in. So.
I know you are, my friend. You always were.
You got it. Appreciate it, Sam. Thanks, buddy. Chuck, we're here.
Thank
we'll
you,
be
Jarvis.
Back. Sports Radio 92 on the game and the Odyssey.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.